Tonight's shir, Simon Ayin Aleph, Si'if Beis through Zion. Si'if Beis. The Shulchan Aruch began by saying that if a person loses a close relative and he's an oinin, so prior to the burial, he's potter from Kriyat Shema Tefillah. Bamed v'amar murim, so Si'if Beis continues. When do we say that he's potter from Kriyat Shema Tefillah? Bechol. On a weekday. Al b'Shabbos, but if he loses a relative on Shabbos, chayev kol hayom, he's obligated all day with the mitzvahs, ad ha'orev, until the evening, imachshich al hatchum, l'sasek b'tzorech hakvur, if he's literally waiting for the end of Shabbos by the end of the tchum, so as soon as it's night, he's busy with the kavura, so then the exemption is until then. Avlam einu machshich al tchum, but if he's not waiting by the boundary of the tchum for Shabbos to end, then he's chayiv gam le'eser. He'll be mechuyiv in mitzvahs until it's night. For yontav sheni dino kachol. Yontav sheni we treat like a weekday for aninus because they did kavur on yontav sheni. Vayin simen tafkuf from ches. If hey, look on simen tafkuf from ches. For yontav rishon, as far as yontav rishon is concerned. So we don't do kavur ayde yisrael on yontav rishon, but we do allow it ayde akum. Im rotz lekavur bo bayom ayde over the kachavim. If he intends to have the burial on the first day yontav conducted by non-Jews, then dino kachol. Then he isn't oinin as if it's a weekday. Vim einu rotz lekavur bo bayom. But if he's not going to have the burial on that day, dino kashabbos is no different than Shabbos.
Maybe we'll talk about it. Why would he rather have it done by Goyim on the first day as opposed to Jews on the second day?
Well, the issue, I think, had to do with no refrigeration.
Okay.
And the decay and deterioration. So what was the best covered for the Nifter? Se'if katon ches mishne bura. On Shabbos, there's no aninus for these things. Chayiv. Chayiv b'chol ha-brochus, b'chol ha-mitzvahs. He's obligated to say all the brochus. He's obligated in all the mitzvahs, zulas, dvar shebitzina, with the exception of things that are done in private. Those in yoni avelus that can be conducted in private, he does. Umotu leilich lebeis haknesses, and he even goes to shul. Sifka and tes hatchum. If he's waiting at the edge of the tchum for Shabbos to end, so then he's going to be exempt only until nightfall to that moment. V'uadin. Similarly, even if he doesn't have to go to the end of the tchum, but he has to arrange with the gaboyim, with the appointees after mincha, to make sure they have a place for the burial, or be involved in any other needs for the mace. If this is going to happen right by the end of Shabbos, so then he's already holding by the kavura in yanim by the end of Shabbos. But if he's not sitting on the border of the tchum to be busy with the kavur at the minute Shabbos ends, then he's chayiv le'eserif. Kasev Taz, the Taz writes, nearly, would appear to me, kimen sheyesh lo chiyav be'esahi, since he has the obligation of mitzvahs at that time, yesh lo likros kriyat shma shel arvus bo yom, he should really say Shema for Mariv when it's still daylight. Even though the Tzibur is going to wait till nighttime for Kriyishma, this person is going to be Potter at night. Why should he miss out on Omach Shemaim? So on a weekday he'll daven Plag, he'll daven Mariv. So here on Shabbos, he should also daven and say the Kriyishma when it's still daylight, so he could chop a Ryan. The Kriyishma. Al Magen Avraham Sivkot Gimel Ma'ash Menei Sover came. But if you look at Magen Avraham Sivkot Gimel, it seems he disagrees with the Taz. V'chein Kosev Eliyarabba, and Eliyarabba also writes, D'lo Yikra Kriyishma Brachs Mi Be'oidam. We don't say that the Oinein on Shabbos should chap a ride and say Kriyishma, the Birchus Kriyishma, and Dav Mariv, when it's still daytime. V'kol Shken Shle Yispal Tfiyah Shmonesrei, and certainly should not time Shmonesrei. Venira, so it would seem, because you have this disagreement, the yikra kriyishma below brachas, what he should do is say kriyishma without the brachas. So like after plag, when it's still Shabbos, he could say kriyishma without the brachas. Uba matzoi Shabbos, Yochel b'lo havdalah. Once it comes to Shabbos, so there's no havdalah for him, but he can eat without havdalah. For lo yisbal, he's not going to daven marav. Well, after she yikover hameis, and after the burial, yavdil he'll say havdalah. Afil atzof yom shlishi, he has until Tuesday to say havdalah. So he will enter into aninus as Shabbos ends, and at that point he's not going to daven marav anymore, and he's going to eat without havdalah. Now there is a note on the side discussing if he hears havdalah from someone else and has a mind to be yitzah, what's the halacha? So he brings a chidor that quotes the sefer Truas Beis David that he's yitzah. That if he hears someone make havdalah, he is yitzah havdalah, and he won't make havdalah afterwards. However, there are those who say he's not yitzah, and lemaisa he concludes that we come a kind of the dinner Beis David v'liachzer lehavdalah. He also goes on to say, if he didn't know that he was an Oyin, and he said Avdallah, because of Masham, he's Yetzer. In other words, he didn't know that he's already, the person, the relative passed away. He made Avdallah before he got the phone call. So he's Yetzer, he's Avdallah. So the Chiddush that this Mishnah Berurah is saying is that the person who knows he's not Davim Marav, because as soon as Shabbos ends, he's going back into Aninus, should say Kriya Shema before nightfall. Sifkon Yud Aleph, Dino Kechel, Yantiv Sheni. Yantiv Sheni will be aninus like a weekday. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Vafilu ain't a word to the cover, even if he's not going to want to have the burial done on Yantiv Sheni." Nekamokum chalal of kol dina aninus. Nonetheless, all the dina aninus apply. V'daf go kishiyochel the cover el sheni rosa. This is because he can do the kavura, but he doesn't want to do the kavura. Avolim e after the cover, but if he can't do the kavura, machmas aid of the gelula. Maybe it's a non-Jewish holiday. Or onus acher, or some other reason, lo chal al avinus daniyus isn't there. For kasev chachmas on chachmas on the mitz, the meis lo meis beyontif b'shachris b'shas tefila. If a person loses this close relative yontif in the morning by davening time, b'malkum sham minig lahoshev gebam. And again, it's a place where you have to get together the appointees to arrange the burial, the location, and so on. Lo yochel lekab someone acher tefila. There's no way for him to get them together before davening is over. So there's no aninus at that point. V'chavis bound have to daven. Daven k'mo oinus is like an oinus. V'chein b'leil yontif, the same is true the night of yontif. Afilash yontif sheni, even yontif sheni. Heskima rov achronim, most achronim agree. T'yikadesh, he should make kiddush. V'yispalel, and he'll daven, hakol, everything. V'eimu din oinu, there is no din oinu. Mitam she'ein derech likba b'leil, because it's not normal to do burials at night. And he's permitted with everything, with the exception of learning Torah. Learning Torah is misameach, and he should not be learning Torah at that time. This is as far as Yontif is concerned. When it comes to weekday, then even at night he's an oyin. Whether it's night or day, he has a din of an oyin. Even if there's a reason why he can't get together the appointees to arrange the burial, applies. So when we say at night time of Yontif he should say Kiddush and Davin because it's not the derech of the Kavur at night, that works for Yontif. It doesn't work for a weekday. A weeknight, he'll have all the dinim of Aninus. If someone was davening saying Kriya Shema and suddenly he became an oinin. O yigmar, o yafsik. So what does he do? He finishes or he stops? Yesh deyes b'zeh ben achronim. There are different opinions in the achronim. Ayin b'chachmas odin b'chal kuf lametes sefhei. If you look in chachmas odin b'chal kuf lametes, the daito kishvas yankiv, he holds like kishvas yankiv. Shai tshuva hevi habi achronim mitzvichim livsoik. Whereas in shai tshuva, there are many achronim who say to stop. So the Mishnah Berurah leaves us hanging here. If you look in Berheitev, at the end of Vav brings this shaila, Misha Hiskla Spalikos Shema, Vinasa Unipisoma Yigma Yevsok, Posik Shwis Yankiv, Chir Galsim and Zayin, the Lo Yavsik. The Shwis Yankiv Paskins not to stop. Eli Yigma, you finish. He says the Dinda, the Oinin doesn't say Shema, the Spalos, not Rabban, he's in the middle of Shema, not Shema Nesrain, because the Oinin, finish up. Isaiah Paskins, Shwis Yankiv. The Shai Tshuva quotes, post can be disagree with the Shwis Yankiv. Let's say you do have to stop. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's deus. And if you look at the Chachmas Adam, he's noita like the Shvus Yankiv, which is not to stop. Just finish what you're saying, and then you start the Aninus. Se'if Gimel. Hamashamer SMS, one who is designated to watch over the nifter. Afilu Eino Meso, even if it's not his relative. Potter is exempt from Kriyashma, is exempt from Tefillah. Mr. Bursif Kohen, you base Potter, me Kriyashma, Tefillah, Kala Mitzvahs. The one who's Shoimer the Mace is Potter from Shema, Shmanesri, all Mitzvahs. Beneshu Oisik be Mitzvah, he's busy with a Mitzvah. Shashoimer Minu Achbor, he's watching the Nifter, it shouldn't be defiled by mice and so on. Fafila Besvina, even on a boat, on a ship, Cheshir and Achbor are concerned about mice. He can't be machman himself. He can't be strict. Even if he's beyond 4 amos of the nifter, that doesn't make it better. Look back in Simon Lamaches. In Simon Lamaches, in the Ber Halacha, the Mishnah is talking about what is the quality of Oisik b'mitzvah that's potter from a mitzvah. So essentially, the nusach is any mitzvah that requires some degree of effort on his part will exempt him from other mitzvahs, as opposed to the fact that I'm wearing tzitzis, that doesn't exempt me from other mitzvahs. So in that discussion, the Pelocha writes, when it's oisik b'malachto shel mokim, he's quoting Iran, when he's doing Hashem's melocha, lo chivatu teru l'treich l'kaim mitzvahs, there's no obligation to any other mitzvahs. Even though he could. And therefore, Hamashamer is a mace, one who's guarding a mace, is part from tefillin, and kriyishma, and all mitzvahs, he could do many mitzvahs then. But it doesn't make a difference. That's called actively engaged, that he's exempt from other mitzvahs. So this is one of the examples that the Rishonim bring of someone who's not just, I'm wearing tzitzis, not I'm doing a mitzvah. It's not that you're fulfilling a mitzvah. He's involved in the mitzvah. Shomer HaMeis means involved in the mitzvah. Se'if Dalet. Hayushnayi Meshamer. If you have 2 people being Shomer, Zeh Meshamer v'zeh Kori. They take turns. One watches while the other one says Shema. V'achach Meshamer v'zeh v'kori zeh. Then they switch around, and the one who said Shema before, well, he'll watch, and another one will say Shema. Se'if Hey. Hachoifer kever the mace potter. One who is digging a kever for the mace is potter from Kriyashma and Shmonesri as well. Mishnah Berura Sifkonu Gimel potter. Afila b'shas nuchumat, even when he takes a small rest. Shagam oznikri dain oisik mitzvah, he's still called oisik mitzvah when he takes his rest. Shai dezei yischazik koicha lachsa lachbor, because that way he stays strong so he can go back to his digging. So that's all considered part of his oisik mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch Se'if Vav, Hayishnayim HaYosech Chavim, if you have 2 or more digging, Kod Tzvichim Metzorcha Chafir B'Vasachas B'Turin. Whoever is required to dig, whoever is needed to dig at the same time, are all exempt. V'Miyesh Nosavim, if you have additional reserves, then Nishmotim V'Korin, then those who are digging can slip away, and or those who are the reserves could slip away and say Shema, and then they'll switch off with the ones who are digging. V'chosen Eilim Asaskin, V'acher Nishpatim Bekarim. Then they go and will be busy digging, and the others will take a break, and they'll say Shema. Ayin B'Yerdei Simin Shin Samachay, look in Yerdei Simin Shin Samachay, where he talks about the halacha, that those who are digging the grave are part of Kriyat Shema Tefillin, Tefillin, all the mitzvahs in the Torah, and if there are 2, and they can rotate their turns, they do that. Mishnah Berura, Sifkatan Yudal V'acher V'chulah, what's the limit to say? So we try to work it out. If you have extra people to dig, they'll all get a chance to say Kriyashma. While it doesn't interfere with their digging the grave klal at all, I feel like even for a moment, there shouldn't be even a moment. We don't take a 5-minute break for everyone to daven now. They're constantly working on the grave, but they're rotating out the diggers and the daveners. Se'if Zayin. Aser likros Kriyashma techaba amashalmeis. Now it's forbidden to say the Shema within 4 cubits of the deceased, or basic kvaros, or in the cemetery. Vim karan, if he did say kriya Shema, lo yatz, he won't be yotze. Mishnah Berura sifkaton tezvav, kriya Shema, voidin lomer kaddish, ushar divi kedusha, he can't say kaddish, or any davish of a kedusha within 4 amos of the mace, v'tam ishum loig l'rush. The reason is because he's mocking the deceased, is mocking the poor. So right away, the notes on the side bring the shitas who say that if we're saying Kaddish for the zechus of this nifter, for the cover of the nifter, that's okay. It's only when it's not l'kavod this nifter, it's a problem. But if it's being done l'chvoidai, for this tzarich of this nifter, that is something that we do all the time. We find that all the time. Sivkan design, o basic kvaris. Similarly, we don't say kriyashma in a cemetery. Ein el besimen mem hei sivkan alef mishtabura masha kasafti sham din yin lichnos besachol betfilin. Look back in Simon Mem Hei, Sifkan Aleph, Mishtabura, what I wrote about going into the cemetery of Tefillin, for dealing with that, same thing is over here. So Mishtabura went into a whole discussion that if you're in the gates of the cemetery, even if you're beyond four amas from a mace, that's already in the Beis HaKvaros, and what if you're in the middle of the cemetery and there's no graves around? So that was the discussion back in Simon Mem Hei, with the same problem, you can't go into a cemetery wearing Tefillin. So the same rules that he described in Simon Mem Hei, Sif Kan Aleph, apply over here. Sif Kan Yud Zayin, Lo Yotze, if he did say Kriya Shema within the Dalai Lamas of the Nifter, so he's not Yotze. It's a Kenas. Kansu Chacham. The Chachamim find him. Hova Oval Devayim, because he didn't listen to them. Afilu HaYashoyi, even if he didn't realize. For Ravid Cholik, the Ravid disagrees. Usvirli, the Ravid holds. You would not be required to go back and say Shema again. Because really, it's not like the place was filthy or dirty or unfit for Shema. The problem was he's mocking the deceased. So Yotze B'dievet, if he did it, B'dievet is Yotze. Then in Kriya Shema, as far as Kriya Shema is concerned, Hiskimu Achronim L'chush L'devi Harambam L'chsov L'chus. The Achronim agreed to concern ourselves with Shita Sarabam that the Mechaber is quoting, that he's not Yotze, because he's dealing with the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, so you better do it again, just to be sure. Avlam Beirach, but if he said a Bracha, O Hispal or Davin, the Shemona Esrei, Einu Chozer, we're not going to say he should do it again, even though he shouldn't have done it with the Dalai Lamas of the Nifter, but we're not going to say he has to do it again. Olinin Brichas Kriyashma, Mistab Pimagodim, Ayan Shem Tamo, Pimagodim is not sure about Brichas Kriyashma. You can look over there to see his rationale. So the bottom line is, those who are Shomer the Mace are Potter, and if someone is spelling the Shomer so that he has a chance to daven, so he should go out of the room, he shouldn't be within the Dalai Lamas of the Nifter at the time that he's going to daven, so he shouldn't be over the issue of Lug the Rosh. There's two issues going on here. There's one, he's Oisip a Mitzvah of Shmir Sameis, and two, you shouldn't be Lug the Rosh, even if you're not being Oisip a Mitzvah. So you have to watch on both ends of that.